Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone right now, Ted Staton, who is East Lansing City Manager. Good evening, Ted. How are you?
I'm well, Cheryl. Good to be with you.
Very good. Thank you so much for taking the time. We've talked a lot in the recent couple of weeks about Governor Rick Snyder's budget proposals and the impact on communities. And the city of Lansing is one that will be hit in some form with however the budget proposal works out. What I wanted to talk to you about is revenue sharing, of course, and perhaps we could just start with the difference between statutory revenue sharing and the other kind that there is for the city.
Oh, I'd be happy to talk about that. You know, it's unnecessarily complex, but
that's why I'm asking you to describe it.
Constitutional revenue sharing is, as the name suggests, it's guaranteed by the Constitution of the state of Michigan, and essentially is a per capita, meaning per person, distribution of part of the state's sales tax proceeds back to cities, villages, townships, and counties. Statutory revenue sharing is a formula in state law as opposed to the Constitution. And it also distributes sales tax, but on a formula that attempts to recognize that not all jurisdictions have sort of equal responsibility when it comes to delivering services or equal ability to raise money to deliver those services. I'll give you an example. You know, Lansing is an example. East Lansing is an example where we house important institutions of job creation. You know, in East Lansing, it's Michigan State University. In Lansing, it's, you know, GM, it's insurance companies, it's state government. And the prosperity from those businesses, you know, reach far and wide, you know, outside the, you know, corporate boundaries of our cities. But the responsibilities for delivering services to those entities falls disproportionately on the cities in which they're located. And at least in some of these cases, these are tax-exempt entities like state government and universities and other educational institutions. So the statutory revenue sharing formula was intended to, you know, to try to say, you know, all places are equal based on population. Some places have a unique responsibility to provide services, and this revenue sharing formula should recognize that.
Okay, so now when we talk about revenue sharing in the statutory form, what is the anticipation? This is the part that Governor Snyder is talking about eliminating,
right? Because you know, because the other part's in the Constitution and can't be eliminated. So this is about $300 million in the state budget, or would have been. The governor's proposed slashing $100 million of it from the top, and what's left he proposes to distribute based upon at least as yet someone's idea of what best practices are being implemented in communities. So to the extent you can show that you've implemented best practices, that might mean cooperation with surrounding governments, that might mean concessions from employees in terms of health care and pension, but in some way, and that's yet to be announced, they'll determine whether or not you're eligible for funds under this new $200 million best practices fund.
And that $200 million is to be shared. I mean, that's the one pot that the statutory revenue sharing will come out of, and then everybody has to kind of prove their case or plead their case?
That's right. It won't be automatic. And, you know, it's difficult to comment specifically on details because there haven't been any details announced. I think many cities in East Lansing certainly is included. You know, we welcome, being put to that test because we think there's much that we can show that we've implemented really over the last 15 years to, you know, implement what might be considered to be best practices or reforms that have, you know, lowered the cost of government for taxpayers here in East Lansing.
In a recent article in the paper, you said that you know, any and cuts would show up, of course, in impact every service we provide. And the services that what are the services that we're talking about here?
Well, you know, just about half of most municipal budgets are police and fire services, and so. You know, I know people think, oh, they're just, it's a scare tactic, you know, but you just, you know, the impact of the revenue sharing cut on us is about $1.8, $1.9 million. You know, you just can't find that kind of money and leave half of the budget alone. So the cuts already, you know, and we've lost $12 million in revenue sharing already in the last 10 years, it's about 30% of all of our revenue sharing. You know, we're already at a point where we have 10 fewer police officers than we had at the beginning of the last of decade. We have, you know, three fewer firefighters in the station every day, meaning we're staffing one fewer piece of apparatus. The library's opened fewer days. The senior program has taken furloughs, and it's opened fewer days. We changed our snow plowing practices, and so, you know, we don't plow residential streets until snow emergencies reach, you know, a much higher level. I mean, those are just examples. But there's just not been an area of government service in East Lansing that's gone untouched already. And these will be the deepest cuts we've ever experienced.
And we've talked with many folks in the city of East Lansing and in Meridian Township surrounding areas as well, and we keep using the same phrases. Everything's on the table, and these new cuts are going to be painful because the fat has previously been trimmed.
That's right. You know, it's we've been diligent really for. You know, I mean, we can go back and point to reforms that we started 16 years ago to control the cost of retiree health care and pension benefits. And, you know, this is not something that we've been sitting on our hands waiting for the state to tell us to do. You know, we've been trying to get more efficient, and I think there's plenty of examples. I'll be testifying before a committee of the legislature tomorrow. I'm working on that testimony right now to show examples of what we've done differently to be more efficient, to implement what the state might consider to be best practices. But even in the face of all that, you know, it's not possible to do anymore without cutting away at the fabric of community life.
Well, and so what's next in the process? When do we get more details as it goes through the budget proposal goes through the legislature?
Well, we believe the governor is going to make some remarks sometime in March that will help make clear, you know, how this, you know, best practices fund will be distributed, and, you know, who will be eligible and what will be considered to be, you know, best practices and how the process will unfold in terms of applying. The greatest frustration for municipalities is many of us are on a July to June fiscal year, and so I will present a budget to the city council exactly 1 month from today, and it will be largely guesswork because we'll have no idea how much, if any, of, you know, $1.9 million that we used to get will come again in the coming year's budget. Makes it very difficult to actually have a coherent budget discussion. And, you know, the governor's announced optimistically that the budget will be enacted by the 4th of July, and I certainly hope they're right. That'll give us time to make some adjustments before we're far into our fiscal year. But, you know, to be safe, we may have to announce and make cuts that might be deeper than we might otherwise have made had we actually known the impact of these proposals.
Well, Ted, I appreciate your time. Busy evening for you. I appreciate the time to explain this to us, and I think you did a great job of doing that. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Ted Staton, who is the East Lansing City Manager. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.